It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Every Friday, we give you an in-depth look at what's happening in real estate, both locally and some of the factors around the nation that tie into what real estate is going for. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about where things stand. We are a bit into May, and I understand that your final April stats are out.
Yes, we do have our final April stats, and they were really low on all the lagging indicators, like closed sales, for example. There are only 83 closed sales in the entire month of April, which is the lowest number of closed sales since January 2015. So almost 8 years ago. So that is just indicative of our slow winter that we had. But if you look at the leading indicators like pendings, those are up. I mean, there's already been 58 just this month, so that should be well into the hundreds by the end of May. Prices were right about 310,000 median. For reference, the median sale price for 2022, last year, if you take all 12 months and figure out what the median sale price for the whole year was, $325,000. So last month, we were about $15,000 less than what you could normally get a house for last year. So based on my stats, you know, not the stats, they don't do these when they come out in the RMLS, but based on my internal stats, we have pretty much bottomed out, and that $310,000 median price should start going up. You'll start seeing the statistics by late May, early June, that our sale prices have risen again.
Now, what about the impact of where inflation stands right now?
Yeah, so inflation dropped again, and they experts, they never seem to be right, but the experts thought inflation was going to be flat for this month. It was announced this week that inflation dropped again. It's now down to 4.9%. It was at 5 last month for reference. And then for more reference, it peaked at 9.2% last July. So our inflation, this is the whole reason why our rates have been rising since last March, is they were combating inflation. And 4.9 is the lowest our inflation has been in 2 years. And like I said, it went all the way up to 9%. So we're 4% lower than we were at the peak of last year. So that's good news. And this is one of the reasons why the Federal Reserve announced after their last rate hike that they don't plan on raising it again, at least not in the near term. So as long as our inflation keeps going down, even by 0.1 or stays flat, our rates should stay pretty stable. And where our rates at today, exactly where they were a week ago at 6.49. And I get this question quite a bit, even from other agents, is why have our rates, because since December, our rates have not gone above 7 or below 6. They did go to 5.99 for one day. But 6 to 7, even though the Federal Reserve has raised rates like four times in that, why is our rate not going up? I know, and you hear it on the news, the Federal Reserve raised rates again, and people think that's going to make the rates go, the interest rates go up, but it doesn't. And here's the reason. Since December, the Federal Reserve actually plans out exactly what they're going to do for the next 12 months, and they publish it. So they had the target rate for the federal funds rate, which is the rate at which banks lend to each other overnight, has been 5.25 since December. And that's where they finally raised it, and they've been raising it, you know, by 3/4, then by 1/2, then 2/4% raises, and they finally got it to 5.25, and they stopped. So all of the people, bond traders and things like this that actually determine interest rates knew this for the last 5 months, and that's why rates were already at the rate, at the level of where they should be if the Federal Reserve gets to 5.25. They finally got there. And now we should see even more. They've been pretty stable. They were crazy up till December because the federal funds rate kept changing. Every month they come out with a new 12-month calendar, and it would be 5.75 or 5.25 5, but it's been 5.25 now, and that's really what stabilized rates, and they should stay in the low 6s to high 6s for the immediate future now, which is nice to have some stability in the rates, even though they're higher than we would like.
Now, as we look at the issue of prices, sometimes it's a little hard to gauge exactly what's going on. Why is that?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It was Mark Twain said about statistics. There are lies, damned lies, and statistics. And I think I can highly relate to that, because you can hear somebody say today that prices are up 4%. Another news guy could say they're down 6.3%. Another guy could say they're down 1.6%. And the crazy thing is they're all correct. It depends on what matrix they're using. So you have year-to-date statistics. That would be January through April of this year versus January of April last year. We're down 6.3%. That would be 319,000 to 299,000 this year. So that's looking at just year to date. Then there's month over month. That's taking March of this year versus April of this year. We're down 5.6%. 328 was the median sale price in March, and 310 was April. So we're down 5.6. So if somebody just says we're down 5.6%, you got to ask them, what are you talking about? Are you talking about year over year, month over month? Year over year takes April 23 versus April 22. And if you look at that one, we're only down 1.6%. So the only one that shows that we're up is probably the least accurate one. It takes the previous 12 months versus the previous 12 months before that. And on that one, we are up 4%. But that takes us all the way back to 2021 and including that in the statistics. So it's important to know where people are getting their statistics and what they're talking about when they say prices are up or prices are down. I would ask a clarifying question. When you say prices are down today, what are you comparing it to? Because they're all correct, but most people don't clarify what they're talking about.
Now, with the good weather here for a couple of weeks, do you feel like interest in homes is going to ramp up?
It already has. We are somewhere around 77 pending sales for our company. And for reference, we were at 25 in December. So it's definitely picked up. We have one team, a couple that does real estate together in our company. They got three pending yesterday, and they just emailed me another one. So within a span of about 24 hours, they have put four under contract, and that's just, you know, a little slice. I just recently listed a house 2 days ago. We've had seven showings and two offers, and you know, it's definitely ramping back up. This is not stuff that we've seen for the last 9 months.
Wow, a lot going on, a lot to take a look at. And it's real clear when you look at just how many factors there are in what's likely your biggest investment that it's important to have professionals in the mix with what you're doing. How do people get connected with your firm?
Yeah, we're really easy to find. Oregon Life Homes is the name of our brokerage. We do lots and lots of training. Like this statistics today is just the tip of the iceberg. We could have gone on for a couple hours, but your listeners probably would get bored and be waiting for the other people. But yeah, or Google Oregon Life Homes or give us a call at 541-391-4945.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.